I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio.
Hey guys, it's on. Have you guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
My dog's backside. Just run around the neighborhood. Just get out of my yard. Get out of my yard.
All right.
Thank you.
I guess I'm just a little confused. You said it was tea time.
Barbara, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me. You did just interrupt me.
All right.
Let me start over. Sorry. I guess I'm just a little confused because you invited me over for tea, knowing that I don't like tea.
Yes.
So I didn't bring tea.
Yes. That's okay. I've got the tea here. But you know what?
It's disgusting.
All right. Yeah. Barbara, I forgot what a distinguished palate you have. But you know, Derek's got a whole bunch of hard seltzers in his little mini fridge in his man cave. That's where he goes to just, you know, black out and pretend he's not a father, pretend he's not a husband, pretend he's not, you know, a caretaker to his parents, to my parents, to our elderly dog, Jackson, you know, just to forget all of his responsibilities. But that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. He's got his little man cave. Yes, fine.
Jim Beam.
Yeah. He might have some Jim Beam down there. I'll go check.
No, you don't have to. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes. Now I feel like you got an ad. No. Well, I mean, if you're already going down there, I mean...
Yeah, I'll go down anyway. I've got...
I mean, you really don't have...
No, I will. I will. I'm the hostess. And, you know, I got to make sure some of my kids are not, you know, got their heads stuck in vents again. Poor little Laura.
What are you waddling for? You're waddling.
Oh.
Weird.
Oh, yeah.
It's all weird.
I got some bad chafing right now. I was... I went horseback riding for my daughter's birthday and bad time. Really bad time. I wore shorts. I wore my little short shorts. I thought it was going to be fun. But it just Chafe City.
Oh, it's disgusting. Why are you showing me?
Because,
ew. Oh,
I don't know. God. I don't feel alone in this world. Sometimes you want to show your rashes and see if anyone else can be like, oh, I've got that rash too. That's how you know you're not alone. Okay, I'll get you your little Jim Beam so you can get jack-faced at my party. Okay, I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. Here's the Jim Beam. Here you go, Barbara. It's warm.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
It's warm?
Yeah.
Good. Go down easier.
All right.
Your door. Somebody's knocking at your door. You should probably go get it.
I know. Okay,
Jesus Christ.
Keep chugging that. I'll go get that. I'll be... Hi, who is it? Oh, Michael.
Hey.
Look at you,
hey,
honey.
Yeah. How's it going? Oh, that's a powerful hug. That is a powerful... Mm-hmm. That hurts.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing Pilates with my hands. I go to a hand Pilates class every Tuesday. Yeah, we just...
It shows. You're all arms.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Even my little fingers arms.
Do you do legs at all, or is it just the arms?
No, legs are the pussy's limbs.
Okay, because they look very... thin.
Wispy. I know. Derek says wispy, but I think
you're like waddle. Why do you have like a waddle?
All right. It's the chafing. I went horseback riding for one of my daughter's birthdays. Yes, it's a damp scab. I know. I gotta let it breathe. But that's
it kind of looks like the country of Laos from in Asia. Is it like between it's like near Vietnam?
Oh, I'm Michael. I'm so educated. I know geography. Okay, Michael.
No, I've just watched King of the Hill. I don't.
All right. Well, that's a good show.
Hello. Oh. Did somebody say tea party?
All right.
Michael. Oh my God. Hey. How long has it been? Come here. Ooh,
Michael, you feel so perky. Oh my god.
I can't breathe.
Oh, you're so cute. Oh my god. It's been so long.
Why don't you two come into the house? Come into the backyard. That's where the tea party is.
Oh, thank you, Clara. You're looking interesting today.
I know. My thighs are red and shiny. It's my scabs. Yes, my legs are wispy, and yes, my fingers are real built. Thank you so much.
It's the purple on the scabbing that really threw me off.
Yeah, honestly, I'm glad it got infected. It might be. But today's the day is the tea party. Tomorrow can be the doctor's.
Okay, Tiffany, can you let me go?
Thank you. Yeah, so much man.
Kevin, get the scissors away from the dog. He doesn't need a haircut. Okay, get the scissors away from the dog's tail. We have a professional to do that. You're only two. Thank you. Sorry, guys.
So Michael, Brad said that you guys had a little mall adventure last week. And I was like, oh my god, interesting. Like, why hasn't he come over and said hi to me after not seeing him for so long? So I was just interesting.
I was just getting my house back in order. It's been out for so long. It's been crazy. I went on a sabbatical. Did Brad tell you about that?
Yeah. He said everything. He said that you went off to business camp, and I was like, I wonder what business camp is.
Sabbatical business camp. Yep, that was it. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot about business and how you want to have more profit than expenses in order to keep the business. Oh, my God.
Wait, do you think that I could, like, hire you for a night? Like, you could help me with my QVC brand, and I could just, like, pick your brain? You could come over. I could lay out, like, a blanket on the living room floor, picnic basket, some wine. And you could just, like, tell me all these intimate things about yourself and business camp.
I'll check my calendar on the phone that I left at business camp. I have to drive all the way back to business camp to get it, so I'll get my phone.
It's okay. I know where you live. Okay. I'll just show up.
I know. Everyone Clara. Always does.
Okay. Tiff.
I brought this bag of Earl Grey. Where would you like it?
Oh,
why is it so big?
Earl Grey tea.
Is that a 3-pound bag of Earl Grey tea?
Yeah.
Three and two quarters.
You can put that in the swimming pool. We're going to do like a world's largest, cup of tea. That's what we're going for today.
I'm kind of into that, actually.
All right. I will go dump it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, Michael, can I talk to you a second while Tiff's dumping that old man tea?
Yeah, I actually brought digestive biscuits. I didn't know what else was tea.
Oh.
Is that what you were asking? You wanted to know?
Yeah, you can throw those away. I just wanted to talk to you about Tiff. I think that's really cool that you're going to help her with her QVC.
Well, I didn't say that I was going to...
It seems like a partnership with Tiff could be a really good, foot in the door.
For QVC?
If QVC stands for quick vaginal conception. Am I right? I'm right, aren't I? Why are you quiet?
Claire, I don't...
Say it.
I don't want to have any vaginal conception with Tiffany.
All right, but I think she wants that from you, so.
Yeah, no, just because she wants it doesn't mean I have to give it.
I don't. You're a man. I don't get it. Yeah, you do. Listen, I know Derek, which means I know all men, and if he can get it wet anywhere, we're talking, human, non-human, ghost.
Derek's fucked. Wait, Derek is having sex with ghosts and a non-human thing?
There's been a couple like gray areas.
Derek's having sex with other people?
I'm just trying to tell you, if he could, he would. Has he? We don't talk about it. Okay. We don't talk about it.
Okay. Why would he?
Michael?
Oh, hey. What's up, Barbs?
Where the fuck have you been?
Sabbatical band Barb business academy.
Huh. I find myself not caring. Clara?
Yeah, Barbs.
Do you got more Jim Beam?
More Jim Beam? I just gave you a pint, Clara. Oh, I'm Clara. Oh, I have the Jim Beam. Found it. Here you go, Barb. Here's the rest.
I'm sensing a little bit of judgment from you, Clara.
No.
Considering you're the Clara, one that was a waddling around.
Listen.
Waddling around with your whore legs open. 1,200 children running around. And your husband's fucking ghost. And you're judging me for wanting another bottle of Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening in on your conversation. Listen, sorry, that was wrong.
This is my biggest passion, is just dishing out, I don't know, hot takes. Hot takes like hot cakes. That's all I do.
Like how you want me to have sex with Tiffany?
Hey, you.
Whoa, Michael.
That's what she said. She wants that.
Listen, Michael just brought that up into conversation.
I didn't. You're talking about your hot takes.
What's the secret?
That's disgusting.
Isn't the secret just, you know, like imagining yourself doing these things and asking for it and telling the universe, like, Michael, I think you just did that.
No, I think you think about it, and then
Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey, sorry.
Which one of your kids is that who's getting their head chewed on by Britney Spears?
That's Lyle. He's a little shit. Don't worry about him. Let it keep happening. Okay. It's really right. He needs this.
Oh, huh. Is he the one who kept pooping in my chimney?
Yep, that's him.
Okay.
That's why he needs this. But if you look to the right, you can see Sasha. She's sniffing flowers over there. She's a good girl. She's gonna learn how to play the flute. She's gonna go to high school and she's gonna be a virgin until college. That's her. She's a good one.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah, honey.
Am I allowed to eat this plant?
No, sweetheart. No, that's grass.
I already did.
All right, that's fine. Just don't tell anyone.
Oh, my stomach now hurts.
All right, go inside and shut the door. Thanks, honey.
She's gonna take a nap. But Dad had his pants down in the bathroom, and I got uncomfortable, and I didn't want to see that anymore. I tried to go in my room, and his pants were down.
Is your room the bathroom?
Go in the basement.
You said he was in the bathroom with his pants down, which is a normal place for somebody to have their pants down. But you said you're... Is her room the bathroom?
We don't have a lot of space, Michael.
Are you guys okay? Are you okay?
I'm so fertile. It's a sin. It's, you know, if I was the good
Lord,
what?
Have you guys used birth control?
What?
Like birth control, like an IUD, condoms, even like.
What are those?
Birth control pills. It's things that stop you from being fertile.
Do you mean mints?
They're like mints you take once a day at the same time, and they stop you from having kids.
Yeah.
No, but they're not mints. It's a prescription drug. It'll make you non-fertile. You can stop having kids.
I'm just confused as to why you know so much about birth control, Michael. It's a little confused.
Yeah,
I've got older sisters.
Doesn't even smell good.
I don't.
Yeah. It's her body. Let her do what she wants with it.
What's my breath smell like?
I don't know, like grass and sausage.
I was gonna say
I did have
wet cake.
Those are all things I ate. Not grass. I had salad, but.
I had ass.
Oh,
I had ass.
Because they said it smells like a wet cake that was up your ass.
Oh no, I didn't have ass. I had wet cake. That came out my ass eventually.
All right. Well, I'm done with this conversation. Thank you for the bottle of Jim Beam. I am going to be over there.
Oh, look at her go over there.
You know.
Oh, don't go, Barbie. Don't go in the bathroom. Derek's got his penis out.
Honestly, she probably hasn't even seen Derek's dongle in a darn long time.
That's really big.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's huge.
Yeah.
Put it away. Wait. Put it away, but hold out for 1 second.
Wait, I forget. Michael, who did they say was in the bathroom showing their stuff?
Your husband.
Oh, it's my husband. Oh yeah. No, her reaction is fair then. Careful. Yeah. She might
have a baby.
I looked at it long enough.
Does he have a big hog? Don't know how to... A big penis. Does he have a big penis?
Yeah.
Because her reaction.
Sized penis. Like, I would say between the size of, like, gosh, how do I compare thee to a summer's day? A skein of yarn. I'd say between a skein of yarn and...
That's a skein.
And a dog's arm. That should give you the correct size.
It's a skein of yarn.
You don't know what a skein of yarn is? It's the whole...
I don't, I've never...
The whole wad the of whole yarn. Thing? Yeah. And that's, the whole wad.
Is that flaccid?
It depends on the altitude. We've been in a couple airplanes and it's been, you know, bigger than normal. We've been underground in submarines and it's been smaller than normal. We've been outer space and it's been...
You went to outer space?
Yeah, Derek's got a lot of money. Yeah.
Huh.
We don't even know what to do with it. We actually bought more children just to see if we could. That was a bad idea.
Where'd you buy? Okay. I don't want to know.
We can't tell. It's fine. We can't tell you. So we will.
I'm gonna go take a dip in the Earl Grey pool.
Yeah, please do.
All right, I'll be back.
Oh, Michael, I see you're taking a dip in the pool.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to watch. It's okay. Keep going. I mean, you should probably take your shirt off if you're going to go for a dip.
You know what? I forgot these are not my tea-resistant swim trunks, so I'm not going to...
I have them. I have some for you. It's fine. I came prepared. Here you go.
No, it's okay. Derek's in the bathroom.
It's
I can't
oh,
get
can
changed.
Get, you can get changed in the shed. Can't. They converted it into a dressing room for today.
No.
Yeah, the shed's right there.
I've got a medical condition. I've got three butt cheeks. I don't want anyone to see it.
I feel like
I'm not
going
to do
no
it,
to me,
Tiffany. I'm not going
to say no
gonna,
to me,
Tiffany. I'm not changing. Let's change the subject, Tiffany. I'm uncomfortable.
I mean, do you need a hug?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I didn't expect you to.
I'll go get one from Britney Spears.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. It's Britney Spears shit on herself. You should hug me instead.
That's fine. I'm used to it. I hang out with Tucker and Brad all the time.
I'm covered in shit then too. You should hug me.
No, I don't want to. It's fine. I'm going to go hug a dog.
Wait, you were going to hug.
Why don't you guys talk about something?
You're going to hug the. Who? Me and you, Barbara?
And Clara. Or Barbara. Yeah, Barbara's right behind you. She was looking at Clara's husband's. Penis, so she can tell you about that.
Oh,
all right, I'll be back.
Oh my God. Oh, I'll follow you. I'll be there in a second.
Derek, put your thing away. Everyone's talking. Yeah, they've seen it. They're proud of you. You don't have to show it off anymore to feel better.
I didn't see it.
All right, Michael has.
Me neither. Oh my God. I have not seen it either, right, for the
Derek
record show.
Keep it out. I'm so sorry, guys. Derek's
all right, I'm gonna go in the bathroom. I'm gonna go get it. I'm gonna go see what this is about. You guys talk.
Oh, I should come with you. He's gone.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll just. Oh, hi.
Sorry, Tiff.
Derek's
been in a low part ever since little Jeremiah had his leg taken away. Derek's blamed himself, and he's just hasn't really felt like a man. So I think he's. You know, showing what the good Lord gave him to try to pick up the slack.
Jeremiah was the one they found in the sewer cut up, right? Like you said he got taken away, but he was found cut up into small pieces?
Yeah, his whole body was okay, but the whole right leg was cut up like a butcher did it. Someone with fine knife skills. Yeah.
Oh my God, wait, do you think that... Our neighborhood has a serial killer?
Yeah, well,
oh my God.
I couldn't say serial killer because they didn't really harm Jeremiah other than his right leg. Like, even, like, emotionally, Jeremiah's doing great. He said that the person was really nice, kind,
what's
welcoming.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Hi, Michael.
Hey, yeah, no, it's definitely see the dog leg comparison. Something about the veins.
Yeah.
You guys talking about Eric?
Who?
No,
wait.
Not Eric.
I don't think we know Eric.
Is Eric a butcher? Who's Eric?
Oh, Eric is the guy who like put he kidnaps people and puts them in traps, but he's really bad at it.
Oh, that could have been Eric. You know, we didn't even tell the police that.
Yeah, he's a weird guy.
Eric. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's the guy with the ice cream truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, he's good at karaoke, though.
Is he?
Oh.
Yeah. He's really good. He does a mean.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
A really mean Carlos Santana, which is funny because that's a guitar player. But
so he just does the guitar parts.
Yeah, he does the air guitar during karaoke.
Okay,
blows the crowd away.
Oh my God!
Does he like do the noises with his mouth?
Crazy.
Yeah, it sounds like a real guitar. That's the crazy part. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. He's
good. Oh my God. But yeah. So I'm just kind of like wondering like this tea party is just like a little it's like a little boring. I don't mean to like be like annoying about it, but like is there anything else that we're gonna like do, or are we just like drinking tea and talking?
I brought digestive biscuits. You want one?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Michael, I told you to throw those away.
I spent like $1.50 on these. I'm not gonna throw them away.
So is this all that's coming? It's just us four?
I don't know.
Like us and Barbara?
No. Oh. Actually, my children are going to put on a talent show. How about that?
Oh my God. Yeah. Clap, clap, clap.
It'll be like a pageant. We'll do a little pageant. All right. And actually,
my God. All right. Well, like, let's start it.
Okay. Drum roll, please. Children, circle
drum roll.
All right. Thank you all for coming. Welcome to the Isildur Family Pageant 2023.
Boo. Yay. That's so lame.
All right.
More Jim Beam.
First up, we have the talent portion of the show, which is the whole show. And so first we have Jeremiah come on to limp onto the stage. Everyone clap. He just had a brutal trauma.
Clap, 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 clap.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Jeremiah, show them how you can do that thing with the cups where you stack them. Oh, there he goes. All right, he's got one cup, two cup, three cup. Now they're all into one column.
It's like, yeah, that's very organizational.
How'd you like that?
That was really good. Is there, who's judging the talent show?
I am. That was a 10. All right, next we have Patricia, little Patricia. She's only 7 years old. She can eat a whole group of grapes in one mouthful.
I don't want to do that. I can't do that. I don't know why you said I could do that, but I can't. I'm not comfortable doing this, Mom.
You threw up earlier, Mom. Like I told you to, right, honey?
Yeah.
All right. So your stomach's empty, right, honey?
What?
Yeah, because I saw Dad's ding dong in the bathroom.
Right, and Mom and Dad paid for those grapes for you, didn't they?
I just don't want to eat grapes. I'm not in the mood. My tummy hurts.
All right, honey. So once you eat the grapes, it'll be over, all right?
Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Eat the grapes for all Mommy's friends.
Oh, God.
Look at
Is
that.
She eating the stem, too? Well,
she takes it like a queen, right? All right, honey. Get off the stage.
Really upsetting. Okay.
Get off the stage. All right. So that was our second guest. Patricia, 7 years old, can eat about 40 grapes in one mouthful. That's a 10.
Yeah. Oh, she's going places in the future. She can fit a lot in her mouth. She is going places.
Yeah.
Get Clara.
I know. Oh, no, I know.
I'm proud of her.
All right. And third, we have, look, there's little Benny, little two-shoe Benny. He's riding a little dog across the stage. Hot or not? The answer's hot.
Yeah. Hot.
Yeah, hot. Yeah.
Am I hot?
I would say hot.
Am I hot?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
so not
Benny.
Anymore.
Yes, you are.
Look at me flex my muscles.
Oh.
We love little Benny. He's 15.
Meh.
Oh, Jesus.
What is it, sweetheart?
My son ate all the grapes and I'm hungry.
I know, sweetheart. It was your sister, Patricia. You can go beat her up. She's probably got some in her that she hasn't chewed yet.
Okay. Did you know that Dad's ding-dong's out in the bathroom?
Yes, sweetheart. Please get off the stage now. Bye.
Okay, which one? Okay,
bye. Bye. All right. Oh, and looks, that was a 10. All right, and last up, we've got little what's my kid's name? I forget that one. What's that? Do you guys remember that one? They got name tags on them.
They do. It says Corey.
Corey, thank you. Oh my God. They all they look the same to me. I just can't.
They do remarkably all look almost identical. Yeah, how many of them did you have at the same time?
I don't even know. I don't remember giving birth to most of them, but the doctors told me I did, so I believe them. But I am gonna dye some hair, do some, you know, facial rearrangements just so I can get a keep better track of these things.
It's a good thing the one kid lost a leg then.
Yeah, no, that was kind of a key moment in our relationship. I talked to that one more. To that one.
No, really? Okay, yeah.
I say, are you okay? They say yes. I say, good. I walk away. You know, it's bonding, family bonding. All right, so Corey's on the stage here. Corey, what do you want to do today? Tell mommy in my ear.
Uh-huh. Ouija board.
Ouija board? All right.
Yeah.
All right. Corey's going to talk to ghosts today. Okay. Does anyone in the audience have a question for the ghost, for Corey to ask the ghost?
How did it die?
All right, Corey. This one, Michael, he wants to know, how did the ghost die?
Fire.
Fire?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
It answered so quickly.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because the Ouija board is really, from what we've noticed, from what the police and the, you know, the detectives have found, Corey's actually been involved in a lot of investigations because he seems to be more like a medium where the ghost channels through his body and uses mouth as a mouthpiece.
Is he the one who's on those cold case shows, where they're trying to bring up,
Yeah, Corey.
Oh, I remember that episode. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey does a lot of, really amazing stuff. But Sarah, wait, what's that other one? Who's the one that's going to Harvard that I said eats grass? I don't remember.
Patricia.
Patricia. No, Patricia eats the grapes.
Patricia.
The one that ate the grass.
Yeah, it's Patricia.
No, Patricia's eating the grapes. Whatever.
I don't know. These are
Lily?
Your children.
Oh,
Lily?
Laura. I think it's Laura. She's...
Laura. Laura's an L. It was an L name.
I forgot where I was going with that anyway. All right. But yeah, so that was a 10. So that's the talent show.
You gotta name more of your kids like Langsathor.
Oh.
That kid's easy to remember.
Langsathor died in birth, so we don't talk about her.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, we did have one. Hmm. Yeah, we had one, but nah.
That makes you introducing me to Langsathor a lot more upsetting.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, wait.
That's fine. You're taking it well.
I forgot we have a surprise contestant. Deborah is on stage now. Here you go, Deborah.
Oh.
I'm just going to roll her on stage.
Michael?
All right.
Michael, I just... She thinks this is her kidney stone, and she thinks that it's still alive.
That's so cute.
She does have me FaceTime it several times a week. If you could just go along with it and act like it is a real person, even though it's just a kidney stone.
Should we get help for Clara?
I think we all need help, but it's fine. It's fine. Okay. Oh my God, Deborah, she's grown so much since I've last seen her.
Oh, Deborah, nice to meet you for the first time ever.
Hi.
Likes to do a lot of physical comedy, so see her rolling around.
Yay. Yeah, look at that, Deborah. Your eyes look just like your mom's.
Oh, she's very funny.
Thank
you. All right.
Wow, she's a modern day Charlie Chaplin.
That's an 11. All right, thanks for coming to the Isildur talent show, everyone, at the tea time.
Mariah Carey.
Brief half hour stupid event. Dog. That's good. All right. Well, I'm gonna go.
Wow. Okay.
I guess.
Bye. Leave.
Wait, is it over, or do you want us to leave?
Yeah, leave.
It wasn't over, but the way everyone's turning their backs and walking away. So yes, it's over. It was over 10 minutes ago. So get out of my yard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a Tostino's pizza cooking in the oven. I gotta go.
I got an Elia's pizza in my oven.
Ew.
Shut up. Hey, listen.
Hey.
I've got a
Red Baron's better.
I've got a baby pizza cooking in my oven.
You're pregnant again? Oh, you're pregnant
again? Yeah. Oh. But this Jim Beam's good.
No.
It's delicious. I'll cheers to that. Cheers. Hey, Michael, don't forget to ring me up about the QVC. I'll talk to you later. Bye.